A million birds at $1 apiece is $1 million. Going out of Mississippi.
Yeah.
We're the poorest state in the Union. Well, we are considered a poor state.
Really?
Yeah. Really and truly. Really, we're the poorest. The land, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And then, and no rich people. We don't have no rich people either.
Well,
oh, them old timers, you know, that accumulated a lot of land,
mm-hmm.
and maybe inherited a lot of land, and but we wasn't here when it was going around.
Yeah.
See, used to could homestead, what they call a homestead, in 40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to pay much to get it. And that was yours. But you had to live on it,
mm-hmm.
a year before they'd give you a legal deed.
Mm-hmm. What about, you know, if you had to clean the room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you'd find a...
Cobwebs, how come you look up there?
There's not any up there. What about something like that outside across the
spider bush? Webs.
Uh-huh. Is a cobweb built by a spider, or is it?
I don't know. I think it's just, it could be a spider starts it. And then all the dust and the stuff catch on it, and it just weaves around, you know, and waves at you and gets in your hair if you happen to get under it. But I don't know what causes the thing.
It doesn't have a spider there in it.
No, it don't have a spider in it. It don't have a web.
Uh-huh. What about the parts of the tree that grow under the ground?
The roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes.
What, do you remember what those were?
Sassafras makes good tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other catnip,
mm-hmm.
that was used to make tea for newborn babies.
Huh.
It was a kind of a pepperminty,
uh-huh.
Smelling.
How come they give it to newborn babies?
Well, the mothers wouldn't have any milk and they'd be hungry. And they'd just get that and make a little tea, put just a little bit of sugar in it. They'd boil it, see, mm-hmm. and feed it to them.
It didn't hurt?
They said it made the hives break out. Had to have some catnip to make the hives break out on the baby. Did you ever hear that?
Uh-huh. Why do you have
hives? You know, there's a rash. It would break out on the baby,
uh-huh.
and they call it hives.
Uh-huh.
Now, what caused it or where it come from, I don't know, but nearly all newborn babies has it, or did then.
Huh.
They got smart now. They take care of that when they're born, because they're all babies now born in the hospital. Just about.
What about the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple, but uh-huh. we don't have it in this country.
But you know what they'd call a big group of those growing together?
It must have been an orchard.
Uh-huh. What about what kind of trees do they have around here?
Oh, yeah. For fruit,
hmm?
For fruit.
Just for anything, just.
We have the pecan, the peach, the plum, and the satsumas are orange.
The what?
Satsuma, or an orange.
Uh-huh.
It's a, and that's for fruit. And on our bushes, we have the briars that grow wild.
Mm-hmm.
Huckleberries grow wild. And then we have blueberries,